The Public Service Commission has okayed two more pipeline projects in the oil patch. One of the projects would carry 50,000 to 75,000 barrels of crude oil each day from a crude oil handling facility to the Tesoro Johnson's Corner Station, where it would connect with the proposed Dakota Access Pipeline. It would run 19 miles and cost $13 million to build. Commission Chairman Julie Fedorchik.
It isn't very long, but it does provide a good additional resource for transporting this oil and eliminating trucks on the road. I think I read in the application that it would eliminate up to 280 trucks per day.
The second pipeline project is a natural gas liquids pipeline. It would be built by One Oak in Dunn and McKenzie counties. It would be 37 miles long and would run from the Bear Creek plant in Dunn County to the Targa pipeline in McKenzie County. Fedorchik says flaring of natural gas in the Williston Basin is now down to about 13%.
It's projects like this, the gas plants, the gathering lines especially, but then the gas plants to process it and lines like this to transport out of state to make this whole cycle as economic as possible. These are all pieces that really help make that 13% and even lower flaring in the future possible.
The One Oak pipeline will cost $45 million to build. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.